بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أربع من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا، ومن كانت فيه خصلة منهن كانت فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها. إذا اؤتمن خانا، وإذا حدث كذب، وإذا عاهد غدر، وإذا خاصم فجر. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: If anyone has four qualities, he is a pure hypocrite. We did this hadith yesterday, we'll do it again, just to understand how serious these qualities are. If anyone has four qualities, he is a pure hypocrite. In other words, he is a complete hypocrite. And if he has one of them, then he has a quality of hypocrisy until he gives up this quality. If he has one of these qualities, then he has a one quality of hypocrisy until he gives it up. When he is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he disputes, he becomes vulgar. When a person makes a promise and he breaks it, this is not a small thing. It's a very serious thing. How often it happens sometimes, we promise a person that I'll meet you at such and such a time, and we don't meet the person. Recently I had an interesting incident. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of his satis, mentioned to me that he had made a promise to a widow that he'll give her a certain amount of money, and she had said that she's staying in the area, and she used a one shop as a landmark, that I'm staying near the shop here. So if you come after Asar Salah, perhaps it was 5 o'clock or so, and I'll meet you there. So he took an envelope, and he went with one of his satis, and he went and he looked and he looked and he looked for the shop, but he couldn't find the shop. Now it was worrying him so much that this woman will be waiting, and then whilst going also it would happen to be drizzling. And there were people that were waiting for the bus at the bus stop. So now he in the car, he picked up his hand and he made dua. Oh Allah, I promised this woman. Imagine, she was just somebody that receiving financial assistance. Not some type of person that he was owing money to, or not some type of person that he was getting any financial benefit out of. But just that he promised somebody that I'm going to give you this envelope, this money that you require. He was a widow. So that worried him so much, picked up his hand and he started making dua. Oh Allah, this woman is waiting. We promised her and we can't find her. How much of taklif she must be going through, waiting for us coming to give her this envelope, and now we can't find this store. And then he makes dua that, oh Allah, these people are all waiting for the bus in the rain. Oh Allah, hold back the rain so that these people don't get wet waiting for the bus. This is what you call a person who has love for people in his heart. How often we think that there are people when it's raining also, Allah must save those people that are walking from getting wet, from getting splashed. All these things, when a person has got empathy and sympathy in his heart, then he thinks of this. He mentions another incident. He said on one occasion, Sayyid Alim had phoned him while he was en route somewhere. He mentioned to him that, you know, there's a very, very urgent meeting that we would like you to attend, an e-meeting of ulama, very, very important. As a senior Alim, we would want for you to attend this meeting. So he said, no, I made an appointment. Somebody is coming to see me at such a time, so I have to be back at the madrasa because of this appointment. And who was the person that had made an appointment to see him? Somebody also that needed some financial help. Somebody needed some assistance. As you know, like a beggar needed some assistance. He promised that person that I'm going to meet you at such and such a time. And he, never mind that ulama meeting can be cancelled. Not cancelled, but I don't have to attend it. But this word that I gave of mine, that word I mustn't break. Now this is what you call where a man keeps up to his word. So this is what this hadith is saying. That وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. So here, where a person speaks, then he speaks the truth. When he makes a promise, then a true mu'min is one who doesn't break the promise. But a person who's got the quality of nifaq, and he makes a promise to somebody, then easily he breaks the promise and he doesn't think anything of it. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of the quality of being very honest and keeping up our promises. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من تحلم بحلم لم يراه كلف أن يعقد بين شعيرتين ولن يفعل، ومن استمع إلى حديث قوم وهم له كارهون صب في أذنيه الآنق يوم القيامة، ومن صور صورة عذب وكلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح وليس بنافخ. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: One who narrates a dream which he did not see will be made to tie a knot between two barley seeds on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not be able to do so. Two barley seeds, how small a barley seed is, so small. How can we tie a knot? Now he will be given that task that you did something that was not right, you fabricated something in the dunya that was not right. So now you will be given the task that you tie a knot between this person who battle and battle and battle. You won't be able to tie those two seeds. Why? Because this person, and we know the difficulty on the day of Qiyamah, the difficulty of the day, the sun, etc. So much of difficulty. Imagine what this person will be going through. Why? Because he narrated a dream, or he told people a dream which he did not see. Here also you find that some people, what they do is to try and get some benefit out of the next person. They'll tell a person, they'll tell a person a dream that they did not see. And why it's so serious for a dream is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النُّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ, that there is nothing remaining from nubuwat except dreams. Now, where a person has a true dream, a good dream, this is from 136 of nubuwat. Now this is what is remaining. Nubuwat is finished. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabi, nubuwat is over. But there is still some inspiration that a person gets from dreams. So now when a person is fabricating, he's actually fabricating from one part of nubuwat and one part of glad tidings. So he's making up something that is not even there also in deen. So this is something that is very serious. Now you'll get people, what they'll do, sometimes maybe they want donation from somebody or they want a loan from someone. So they'll make a dream up that I saw you in Jannat and you were playing with the trees in Jannat and with the streams in Jannat, and they'll make up all stories. And the person that they're talking to will get so excited that what a nice dream you saw of me. Never mind, you want this loan, take it. Or he'll give us some other incident that I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I saw this and I saw that. These are common things that happen. So now the person that he's speaking to is very happy. So what can I do to help you? What do you need? What do you require? Meanwhile, this person doesn't even see any dream like this. So this is why it's such a serious thing, where a person narrates a dream that he did not see. This is not a small thing, because now you're making up something and that is attributed to nubuwat, that is attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time would get wahi. Now there's no longer wahi. You're attributing something to inspiration that wasn't even there also. You're making up something. What will be left of even that or part of deen if people are going to start making up stories? The next part, one who listens to the conversation of people who do not want him to. In other words, this person is eavesdropping, listening to people's conversation. They didn't want him to listen, but he's eavesdropping and trying to listen. What will happen to this person? He will have molten copper poured into his ears on the day of Qiyamah. Molten copper poured. You know, copper itself, when it's molten, when it's melted, how hot it is. You can't even put your finger in it, it's so hot. It now will be poured into the person's ears. Why? Because this person used to eavesdrop on people's conversations. One who makes an image will be punished and compelled to breed a soul into it, but he will not be able to do so. This also is something that is so serious. A person makes an image, he makes a picture. Here we're talking about animate pictures, pictures with faces on it, faces with heads. Whether a person draws it as far as art is concerned, whether he takes a photograph of people, whether he makes a video of people, this is not correct. Yeah, there is such serious warnings in the hadith. Such serious warnings. Why do we want to even go into that route where there are such serious warnings? There are so many permissible things a person can draw. He can draw trees, he can draw the ocean, he can draw fruit, he can draw so many other things without taking pictures, without animate objects, meaning without people in there, without animals in there. If for whatever reason he has to, then the head must be completely out, not just the eyes. Some people just put a mark over the eyes. It's not the eyes, it's the whole head that counts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith that the head should be removed. So here we know that the whole head is part of the picture, animate picture. So the person should stay out altogether. The safer thing, in everything we take precautions, in everything we are careful, even as far as photography is concerned, let us take the cautious route and be very, very cautious. Don't ever go into taking photographs. Besides the other harms that are involved, there are so many other harms that are involved. Among the people that are complaining of jadu, black magic, other things people are doing on family members. Why? Because they're just displaying their profile picture on the WhatsApp and other things. People are using these pictures now to do other types of stuff. Why do we need that? Let us put another scenery or something else if we have to put some picture. But don't ever expose our children, our family members to these sort of things. And there are other things, cases of blackmail, etc. People are using these pictures. Last hadith. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفر الفراء أن يري الرجل عينيه ما لم تريا رواه البخاري. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the worst lie is for a person to claim to have seen something which he did not see. Worst lie. One is a person is just narrating a story. That is a lie. It's not true. And he's saying it. But one is a person to tell people that I saw this with my own eyes and I seen this. In other words, he's giving them a high level of certainty. In that lie also, he's giving them a high level of certainty, and he's telling them that I saw this. So not only he's lying, he's giving them more confidence in that lie by saying that he saw it. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is the worst type of lie you can get. A person is telling people that he saw it with his own eyes. May Allah Pak save us from this. Allah Pak give us these beautiful qualities of being very honest, whether it's to a person that is insignificant, or whether sometimes it's easy to be honest to a person that is wealthy, person who's got influence, to be honest and to try and keep our appointments and try and meet the person. But when it comes to even the poor also, when it comes to ordinary people, when it comes to our word is our word. It doesn't matter, we should try to be very, very honest. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. As you know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for the Jummah Salah. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and recite Surah Kahf. And try and take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. For du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.